Chief Justice John Roberts framed this decision as common sense, arguing individuals can be temporarily disarmed if they pose a credible threat to the physical safety of another. It remains legally, constitutionally permitted to not allow domestic abusers to possess a gun. A woman who lives in a house with a domestic abuser is 5 times more likely to be murdered if he has access to a firearm, according to the US Solicitor General, who determines the legal position that the United States will take in the Supreme Court. The American public await several more rulings from justices in coming weeks, including on whether former President Donald Trump should be immune from criminal prosecution for his attempts at overturning the 2020 election results. Benji Hire, Washington.